think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Devin Nunes. Californian Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes at Apple Podcasts, author Devin Nunes, author of Countdown to Socialism, and now Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California. Devin, the surprise to me is the ABC Washington Post poll in these last hours. It reads, if elections were held today, this is Bloomberg reporting, 46% of adults overall would back the Republican candidate for Congress, and 43% would support the Democratic candidate. Among registered voters, 51% would pick a Republican, 41% would choose a Democrat. What has happened? You guys were getting pushed around last year. Did you do anything special? What are you facing when you get back? Is there going to be a party?
Well, John, this is one of the things that we're watching closely is, you know, the mega cities continue to vote for the socialist candidates. And, you know, you continue to see that. So if you take out the mega cities, you know, in the big blue states, California, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and you take those out, Chicago, and that number is much, much better for Republicans. So, what's going to really matter here is the mega cities, mega city states, they're going to continue to reward socialism. But when you get to the suburbs and the exurbs, those have had a history of really reflecting what's going on in the real world. And that the polling in those districts is off the charts, not to mention that we have a record number of Republican candidates who have filed. We have a record number of cash on hand. And I think that will continue as we, continue as Republicans to hone our message that, we're for a free economy. We're for liberty. We're not for vaccine mandates. We're not for an open border. We're not for being weak overseas. We're not for shutting down not only one pipeline, now talking about taking another pipeline offline so that we have to rely on foreigners to go beg to OPEC to lower our gas prices. These are all things that the Republicans are not for. We're for people living free and independent lives, free of government. So it really becomes the mega cities versus the rest of America, where we actually still do things that matter, grow our food, produce our energy, whether it be oil or gas or any other of the types of energy that are out there, including mining for minerals and coal and timber. These are all things that make the country go. And then you add to that manufacturing. You add to that a lot of the small manufacturing that's been successful in the United States is spread, all throughout, the upper Midwest. And those places are all going to vote very, very red, more so than I believe they did even in the last election.
You're headed back to Washington, where Mrs. Pelosi has said on her recent tour that she aims to move Build Back Better immediately. I believe she said the week of November 15th. It is the prerogative of the speaker to move bills before the House. I have not seen any change in the Build Back Better that makes it more attractive. What I have seen is this polling suggesting that the public is extremely doubtful about the Biden administration's leadership when it comes to the economy. What do you expect from Build Back Better in the House, where Mrs. Pelosi enjoys a slim majority?
Well, it's going to determine what we understand is there was an agreement between the socialist squad types and the leftists. So they came together. So it's kind of the extreme leftists and the leftists who did a bargain to get the infrastructure deal done, agreeing to vote for the Build Back Broke bill if the score comes out. I think it's at like $1.7 trillion. So what they'll do is they want to get the score, and then they'll throw a bunch of awful sweeteners on there, like a full-blown amnesty program and all sorts of things that have no chance in hell in the Senate. So my guess is I don't know if they get the votes this week. I'm sure they're working with what's the Congressional Budget Office, the scorekeepers, to thread this needle in order to get this passed. So they claim they have an agreement. It's been elusive to them. We'll see if they get there, but I think it will then land on the Senate. And I just can't imagine the two Democrat holdouts that are there now are going to vote for something crazy like this. So then there'd have to be a negotiation, which starts this all over again, where the leftist bloc, you know, they've said there's so many things that if this isn't in there, I won't vote for it. There's a litany of 50 items like that, that most of those, Manchin or Sinema, I don't think the two Democrat senators who are holdouts, I don't think they would vote for, you know, who also happen to be from Manchin, one of the reddest states in the country, and Arizona, one of those states that's been, you know, slightly purple over the last few years. But I would have to imagine the polling there has turned Arizona back to red. So she's got to be worried about her future. You know, not to mention that the Senate candidates continue to roll in large numbers, very highly qualified candidates that are raising money. And, you know, suddenly, after the elections in New Jersey, close election in New Jersey, the victory in Virginia, you have to be looking at a Senate map that went from, most people thought, well, the pundits, so to speak, thought, well, Republicans likely to get the House back, but going to be very tough in the Senate. I think that's really changing to it's highly probable, almost impossible for the Republicans not to get the House back at this point. And I think it's getting every day that goes by, it looks more and more likely that Republicans would gain control back of the Senate, because all of a sudden there's, you know, 5 or 6, 7 states that nobody thought would have been on the board in play now are in play. And we're, you know, continue to pick up good candidates. I think one of the close seats to watch is New Hampshire, very popular Governor Sununu there. It's in your part of the woods, John, where, you know, his father was in politics for a long time. He's been a successful governor. And if he jumps in the Senate race, that probably goes at this point to a likely pickup for the Republicans. So there's a lot of races like that. You have Herschel Walker down in Georgia. And the list goes on and on. The more this goes by, if Biden and the Democrats stay at a point where, they're below 45%, and I will tell you, for a Democrat in this country, any of them, to be below 45% nationwide is almost impossible. Between the manipulation of the school system, both at the high school and university level, the indoctrination that's occurred, the continued nonsense of 95% of the so-called fake news media, and then the censorship by the big tech companies, if you would have told me that a Democrat could ever get below 45%, John, you know, barring some, you know, scandal of some kind, I just would have said it's impossible. But now you have the entire party, that's well below 45%. So I would say that, anytime a presidential, president is well below 50, it doesn't bode well for them. And at this point, you know, they're struggling to maintain 40%, and that's with the schools, with the media, with the tech companies, with all the woke corporations, with a corrupt Department of Justice, a corrupt FBI, a military that's gone woke, an international scene where we look like a laughingstock, where Biden falls asleep at a climate cult conference. I mean, it's tough to even make this up, tough to believe. But they're not doing anything to fix problems. And that's the damnedest part of all of this. You know, the ships, you know, talk about the supply chain issues that are going to continue to wreak havoc on this economy. You know, these ships, John, we went from back in March, April of having 30, 40 ships. You would have thought somebody would have said, hey, we better get this problem figured out. Now we got 150 ships out there. So the left, Biden and his administration, it's rather astonishing that you know they're not going to be for nuclear power plants. They're not going to be for oil and gas. They don't care if the gas prices go up. They don't care about raising taxes. They don't care about just borrowing more money and setting it on fire in this country. Those are all things that they believe with their socialist communist beliefs that it doesn't matter, that they can just do those things and ultimately they'll buy enough votes to win. But the one thing they could actually impact is they could get their ass out there to Long Beach and say, hey, we've got a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day plan, and then in 4 months, we're going to have this all taken care of. But they don't. They don't do it, John. They just they ignore it, and the problem just continues to get worse. And, you know, I don't know how many more ships we can pile up outside of the port of Long Beach there, but we're trying to do our best to put more ships out there and not get them unloaded and then not get products exported out of this country. So the one thing they can fix, they refuse to do. So at this point, it's too early to make predictions, but you know, they ought to do something to try to, on the margins at least, to try to help the American people, but they don't seem willing to do it.
Congressman Devin Nunes, Californian Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes, author Devin Nunes of Countdown to Socialism, and the president's overall presidency approval rating is 41%. However, the surprise is on the economy, it's 39%. 39. With an economy in recovery, 39. From the American people. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.